So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius, descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
I want no part of it.
He's got a lot to say.
I think what I wish it said is better things to do, but then showed the other Facebook actions you've been taking to show what your better things to do are.
Like, Keith is attending Molly's 21st birthday.
Keith commented, sweet cat pic. That's better.
Bebo, what's going on over there?
I was trying to put beer in the fridge, and all the Pepsis came out of the Pepsi box.
Classic.
Cool. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Whoa. What?
Whoa. Welcome to the Octavarius podcast. I just realized...
Now there's no goddamn beer in the fridge. Started while I'm putting the beer in the fridge.
And I don't know where my beer went either.
In your fucking face, Tim.
Oh, this is
episode... That's what you get.
We can't start with anger, you guys.
That's okay. We could start with anger. That's all right. This is episode 108 of the podcast.
Here you go, Tins. I'm glad I got you a beer. Enjoy your podcast.
Thanks, Bebo. You're a good
friend. Where you go? Brian, where are you going?
Brian!
Oh, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
108, feeling great. Without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off. Who's over at that far end?
It's me, Tins, and I'm looking at you.
Hey, it's me, Castelvi.
Chris Bogue here.
That's LP.
Hey, it's Cloud.
It's Lauren.
Hey, it's Dins.
Keith.
Mark.
And Scott.
Woo! First off, right off the bat, if you were unaware, or whether you were aware or not, you might have been at the show, you might have been watching that award show or whatever it's called. We have just finished our comedy sports run. And that is the end of 35 weeks of magic and excitement, and I couldn't have imagined a better way to end the run.
Absolutely great.
So thank you, all of you, not just those who attended the show, but those, all of you who have made our past 35 weeks so special to us. Thank you from the bottom of all of our hearts.
And if you didn't see any of those shows... It's pretty unlikely you're listening to this.
He's like the one guy in Australia who just has tears.
If you haven't seen any of those shows, what the hell, man?
Well, unless you live somewhere else, but you really like our podcast. I respect that.
I do respect
that.
I'm still your friend, sir.
Me too.
If you have room in your Australian bungalow for me to crash during my trip there.
That's racist.
No. Turn for a house.
He's gone, you guys.
He might just have a house and a computer.
I'm not listening to this podcast one more second, I won't.
That's like a cockney Australian. I love that.
Oh, right about town.
I'm on the barbet.
Well,
that's racist.
Now he's gone.
While we're getting the important business out of the way, I will make a quick announcement that has actually just been agreed upon several minutes ago. Well, we are still doing our live podcast every Monday at 9:45 p.m. on octavarius.com. You will now be able to download the week's episode the Friday after it is recorded. So we are recording this on Monday. 4 days from now, that episode is going to go to you in your iTunes boxes, in your download boxes. It's going to get to all of your boxes.
Get in those boxes, girl.
Yeah, baby.
And that's great. That's great, because when we have stuff we want you to know about for that weekend, you're going to know about it before that weekend is over. So how exciting is that?
It's good.
I know.
It's very exciting.
I know you're excited, listener.
I'm excited.
Right? It doesn't matter to me. G'day.
Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What?
Oh,
shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, where's the mailbag? Where is it? Probably. Where's the mailbag?
Oh, the kangaroo hasn't come yet, carrying all the letters.
We're just getting more racist with this podcast. I don't appreciate this.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know what, Tins? I lied. I have it right here.
Oh, come great. On,
how are you going to do this one? How's he going to do it?
Yeah, what is he going to do?
He hangs himself.
I'm going to open the letter, Lauren.
I don't know if he thought this one through.
Nope.
He did not think this one through.
Found object.
He did a good job of tapping the mic, though.
He just pulled it from his sweatshirt.
Is it a
He's going to read it, guys. Oh. Give him a chance.
This letter comes to us from one CEO. And CEO writes, Hello, Octavarius. I don't even know why I'm bothering to write you because I'm so rich from all my fat bonuses this year. And did you know I get paid by the day? And hey, this is a leap year, which means we leap over into another day, I assume. And so I get extra bonuses this year. Isn't that great when sometimes you just get something for doing nothing? Man, do I love being me. Also, what's up with that?
What an asshole.
Yeah. That's the most assholish letter ever written to him.
The balls on that.
Lauren, that was sexy, so it's okay.
So we're talking about bonuses and extra things, since we get that extra day in February that bumps birthdays a day across. Doesn't it suck when you have a Friday birthday one year, and then it's the leap year, and then it goes to Sunday, so you miss the Saturday birthday. Yeah, the coveted Saturday birthday.
What about the people that have a birthday on leap year? My father almost
had that's
that.
Right.
My father's February 28th.
The four-year-olds out there.
Don't we know, is Mike Tapelli February 29th?
Well, gosh, I don't know.
No, he's in July.
I feel like we know someone.
He's probably in the chat room. Why don't you ask him?
I don't know. There's
no way. I'm kidding.
I thought we had a friend that had a leap year birthday.
We have someone. I don't know who, but I remember I've made that joke
about
someone,
them being Scott?
Four.
Yes, I have a friend that has a birthday.
So what do you guys do for that leap year friend?
I don't know. I don't see him all that much.
He's only four. You can't hang out with him.
You can't get into bars. No, I don't know. I mean, he always jokes about it, but I mean, it's not a big deal.
Don't you just celebrate it the day before? Like, 28?
I mean, how many of you really celebrate your birthday on your birthday anymore?
Not
I try.
That's true.
But at least weekend.
Only on the coveted Saturday and Friday birthdays.
But yes, at least you have a day devoted to it.
Yeah.
As those people usually don't.
Does that... Right. Someone was... some of our friends were talking about this week because their friend's birthday was on a Tuesday. So she planned a giant party on a Saturday, or on a Wednesday is her actual birthday. She planned a big, like, everyone go out thing on Saturday. And then on Wednesday, she's like, oh, and we're all going out for my birthday. And everyone was like, wait a minute. I thought we were going out for your birthday on Saturday. She's like, yeah, that's the party, but this is my actual birthday. Yeah. So isn't that...
I totally go out for my actual
birthday.
I often, the first time in my life, have two birthday parties.
Girls especially will make, like, a week of it.
Or, like, 2 weeks. My friend Kathy, I'm like, just 2 weeks of celebration. Like, we're going out of this place.
It's my birthday next week. I'm like, oh, today's my actual birthday. Well, this past week was my birthday. So it's a birthday party.
Girls like excuses to drink and party also.
I think that...
Girls just want to have fun.
Yep, only girls. I think that's actually the funniest part of leap year. Like, the leap day is, like, it's such a rare occurrence. You know, it only happens once every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, nobody gives a shit. Like, I waste that day every year. And, like, I work at a company, and we're trying to... And, like, every year they set up, like, a leap day promotion. And, like, it has absolutely no effect on how people purchase. It's, like, meaningless. Like, it's such a strange holiday.
Leap into new deals.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
What is the history of...
What are we
leap
leaping?
Day,
leap
well,
it...
Go ahead.
The
Mayans,
not the Mayans.
The Aztecs.
The amount
Incas.
Of time French. That it takes for the Earth to rotate fully around the sun takes 365.25 days.
Oh.
So every 4 years we have to compensate by adding another day to the calendar. So because otherwise our calendar would shift ever so slightly, and eventually it would be the middle of May, and we'd still be in the dead of winter.
But why don't they just call it Slow Spin Around the Sun Day?
They should.
They will.
No, I'm
slow motion all day.
Well, no, because we've already gone a quarter, and then this is leaping into the...
No, Mark.
No, we're leaping backwards.
I am with you 100%, Mark. Time is a cruel, hurtful bitch to us all. And we don't have to sugarcoat ourselves for it anymore. I mean, that's all we're doing is we're fighting against time. We have to change our lives around halfway through the year for time. Change the clocks.
If nothing
it's a bunch
else,
of bullshit.
It shouldn't be called leap because that would mean going forward. And what we're actually doing is catching up.
It's like a stall day.
Yeah, it really is a stall day or like a place marker.
I think
something.
Everyone should get that day off so that like they can catch up on their lives.
Whoops.
Mike, wouldn't that be great if you had to do the same thing that the calendar was doing by just taking
if
a day off?
Ketchup day, then Heinz would have a field day.
Oh yeah, Hunts wouldn't. They're way bigger than.
And then they couldn't have the day off.
Yeah.
30 Rock actually just did a very, very good episode. Their past episode exclusively on Leap Day, and it's an idea that's just so brilliant. I'm pissed that we didn't think of it. It's just everybody in the world treats Leap Day as if it's a magical holiday. Like, everybody on Leap Day wears blue and yellow, and it's like the magical day where miracles happen, because it's that extra day you'd never get anywhere else. They have their own mascot, just like Santa Claus.
That's funny.
It's Leap Day William, the man who, in a full, like, suit and bushy mustache, who, once every 4 years emerges from the Mariana Trench to trade children's tears for candy.
Well, there's just Groundhog Day as a, you know, everything is, but Leap Day?
Leap Day should be more than just office discount day.
Well, I think the problem is, right there, Lauren, like, Groundhog, you get Groundhog Day, like, you get Punxsutawney Phil.
Uh-huh.
Like, we have nothing to put a face on Leap Day. It's just an extra day in the, you know, there's no customs or traditions.
If it was Whoops Day, then you could make a little smiley face using the O's and Whoops as the I's.
I feel like nobody's bothered to make a big holiday tradition out of it. It's like, it only comes once every 4 years. We get to see the groundhog every year. Every year on the same day.
We get to pretend that matters really often.
They should do something. We should do, you know, like post-secret and all that. Like, telling your secrets and confessing all that is like the new thing now. It should be Whoops Day. We should make it
or
every 29.
Sleep Day. I think everybody'd go nuts for Sleep Day.
Yeah. You just can't leave your house. You have to sleep.
You're quarantined.
You can't leave your bed.
Yeah.
Sleep Day.
I just imagined, since we were talking about it's like a ketchup day, you know, like in the Truman Show, how everyone is just frozen like a statue, like waiting for the day to begin in the Truman Show. Like, mm-hmm, waiting for mm-hmm. that. I just imagine all day everyone just kind of like frozen and waiting.
Would you rob people?
What?
Oh, you mean like just be the badass who like
frozen?
Does not freeze?
Like Clock Stoppers. That's where you're going with that.
That's actually, no, but that's better.
Just like Clock Stoppers.
What would you guys do if you had a day where everyone else was frozen?
Oh, God, so much mischief.
Nothing good.
Nothing good.
The amount of pants that would come down.
What?
I probably just rob places.
Yeah.
It would be hard to, like,
I'd punch
people because they don't move.
So when everything started up again, they'd react exactly as if it had just happened.
Wait, could I just point out real quick? Cloud, nobody said anything about doing people.
I was thinking it pretty hard.
You just came out and you're like, but you can't do people.
You mean raping people?
Oh, yeah.
It's
my day.
Like,
none of your business what I do about it.
I thought it was implied.
I'd probably punch people, too.
I thought it was implied by Castell VLP being them.
I just pants them and put them in funny positions.
Things. I'd punch people while I had sex.
Well, how long do we get? How long do we get?
That's what most girls
you
like.
Get you get all of Leap Day.
So you get 24 hours to cause mischief.
Well, like,
whatever you want.
They're frozen, but I guess you can move them.
I'm making money.
Dude, I know the feeling of, like, losing a wallet. If, like, I don't want to cause that pain.
No. You steal, like, you just make a whole day of it. You steal a quarter from everybody.
If you steal from, like, just a couple of people, man, you can get a lot of money.
Steal
you
a buck
know
from
that
everybody.
It's just
Whoa.
24 hours of this? Because if I walked out and everybody was frozen, I would freak the F out. I mean, I would go nuts.
But because it's Leap Day.
But you mean so one person in the universe?
Yeah, everybody knows that
day.
There's one person who will luck out. Everyone else will miss
Whoa.
It entirely.
But then when everyone gets shit stolen on Leap Day, like after years when they finally figure out who that person is.
No, it would change every year.
It's like a lottery.
The fates cast down their
vote. It's like an honor to be robbed by that person. Because the odds are so small.
But they would know
in your area.
Because whoever has that, whoever is chosen can only do mischief or whatever they're going to do within
their...
No,
they could do good. They just
Or they could do good within their relative region. Because they can't drive, I imagine, or... or fly anywhere.
So it's like
you can go to Italy and steal the Mona Lisa.
So it's like if a bunch of shit was stolen from Columbus, Ohio on Leap Day, everyone in Columbus would be like, "We were visited by the Leap Day man."
Right.
The Leap Day Phantom visited us.
Stole my wallet.
It could be you. It could be you. That's why there's no mascot for Leap Day. It's a phantom.
Here's the worst part, though. Think about how long in human, just in history, it would take for everyone to figure out what was happening. If one random person worldwide had this power.
At least 25 years.
And within a given lifetime, only a couple of dozen people would ever know that experience.
Well,
they'd just be looked upon as crazies.
Oh, you think, what if that happened to you and you told people, you think no one would believe you?
I think no one would believe me, except like...
Unless you killed a guy.
Unless I posted about it on the internet and there was like one other guy who responded back like, I know.
Or if you videotaped it, I guess, no.
Well, I feel like... That is kind of like if someone says they saw a UFO or an alien. So like, all right, well, I want proof. Like,
everyone was frozen. You're crazy.
Would cameras be able to catch it? Like, if you had a live stream going in the middle,
picturing
would that
true.
Freeze as
it's,
well?
It's Langolier rules. If you're familiar with
yes,
Stephen
I am familiar
with
Langolier.
If you could explain for those of us cavemen who are unfamiliar
with that popular
I only know the Langoliers through the one time I saw it on USA.
Yeah, sorry.
Characters welcome.
Characters are welcome. It's a Stephen King book turned into a shitty made-for-TV movie.
Sweet.
Starring Balky, Cousin Balky.
Who is that?
Oh, great.
From Perfect Strangers.
Bronson
okay.
Pinchot.
Yeah, it has the guy from The Rock in it, too. The character actor.
Sean Connery?
No.
David. Oh, Nicolas Cage.
He was also in The Negotiator.
Oh, The Rock.
And he's the guy who says, "You don't know this man, Lieutenant."
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he's always that guy. He's in it. And anyway, so as far as I can tell, they're in an airplane and somehow they go through a time somehow. And they're in this bizarro limbo world where they're like 10 minutes in the past.
They live in, like, the time stops for them.
Yes.
Right? That's how it goes?
Yeah, time stops for them.
Huh.
But the problem is that there's no one around. It's empty because time has gone forward. It's all Stephen King madness. But the point is, in that world, like, you can't work anything. Like, all technology and shit doesn't work because it gets eaten by the Langoliers, which are like monsters. Time monsters.
Yeah, there was such a big setup for this, and it just ends in time monsters.
It really does. It really does. And they look like just donuts with teeth.
Oh my God.
That fly and then eat like everything.
Yeah.
They eat existence.
Existence.
Whoa.
So that time can continue.
It sounds pretty Stephen King-y.
It's very Stephen King and ridiculous.
Man, that would make the Leap Day Phantom story so much less easy to believe.
Wait. I know this is slightly off topic, but Tin, did we seriously both have dreams about snakes last night?
Yeah! I dreamt a poisonous snake bit me once on each hand, and I spent so much time, like, looking at my hands and suffering.
I had a dream last night. It felt like it was 3 hours long. I was just trying to do things in my house, but it was filled with snakes, and they weren't poisonous at all.
My snake dream.
Yeah, look up what snakes mean.
All right, I'm on snake
dream. And I'll tell you about my dream, which is when I was going to go see a movie where they had a live band doing like accompaniment for the movie and orchestrating it. But it was the Punch Brothers, who was a folk band that was set inside of an orchestra, and I was supposed to play the violin with them. But I don't know how to play the violin!
Oh,
and I kept
rough.
Trying to
yeah.
play it like a brass instrument.
You had an actor's nightmare.
Yeah, I was putting the violin in my mouth and trying to play it like a brass instrument. Because I was an idiot, apparently.
I have the actor's nightmare a lot.
Yeah. Me too.
I was supposed to sing the national anthem.
I haven't had the nightmare in a while. I remember the last one. It was like a couple of years ago.
I have
last
one
time
about
I had it.
Once every 2 months.
Yeah, me too.
Or more frequently than that.
I don't think I've ever had the actor's nightmare yet.
Oh, it's awful.
Have you ever had a show dream? Like,
no.
Just
not that where it went badly.
The actor's nightmare is just you don't know any
lines.
Yes, for those unfamiliar, you're in a dream. You're dreaming and you're in a play that you don't know any of your lines for.
And everybody else knows exactly what they're doing, where they're supposed to stand, and you know nothing.
Yes. And it's like, but it's like opening day.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's time.
You know, I'll often, I don't have the standard actor's nightmare dream often, but I'll often have the dream where I've somehow double booked a play, and I'm like going to one, and
the producer's nightmare,
and like, and yeah, like, oh shit, I'm supposed to act in this other play too, like right now.
See, I also stretch the actor's nightmare to like if you're doing any job, you show up. And
me
know
too.
Nothing.
Yeah, oh. I've had dreams. It's the variation on the actor's nightmare where I am a server, but I'm working in a restaurant, and the restaurant is just enormous. It like takes like 15 minutes to walk to a table, and I don't know anything in the computer, and I don't know, and like all the food is late, and all the customers are angry, and everyone, it's like, it's the exact same dream, but just whatever you're feeling anxious about, or whatever you're feeling unprepared for.
Do we find out?
I got snakes. Game? Yeah.
What's up with the snakes, dude?
There's actually a lot of.
Wait, snake on the right hand. Wasn't that you, Tins?
Yeah.
I had snakes on both hands.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna look up that one. Is the meaning when your body part gets bitten by a snake? Is dream interpretation will vary depending on what part of the body is being bitten. You said I'll go right hand is the one they have right now. For instance, a snake bite to the right hand means that you are conflicted about taking action or making the right choice in your life.
Mm.
It could suggest that you are preoccupied with acting in fairness or maintaining a healthy transparency in a relationship.
Well, that's sufficiently vague.
Yes.
Acting or fairness?
Making a decision.
What about the left hand, does it say?
It does. It doesn't, ironically.
Left hand means
it has right hand or back. Did you get bit in the back?
No, that sounds awful. I get fucking bit in the back by a poisonous snake. This snake was big, too. I think this snake was like 5 feet long.
Whoa.
Apparently, Carl Jung, a famous psychologist.
And snake
eater. Carl Jung, also one of the fathers of the thought that, of the common, what is it, unconscious? It's where people share...
Oh, the collective unconscious?
Collective unconscious, that's what it is.
And one of the fathers of a baby.
But yeah, Carl Jung believes in the is one of the fathers of the thought
of
collective
with
unconscious.
Freud. I don't know if... He says the snake is the symbol of the great wisdom of nature, for the too direct way is not the best way. The crooked way, the detour, is the shorter way.
See,
what the fuck does that mean?
Okay, maybe
that's the difference between Tins and Chris's brain.
Maybe this will help. The snakes, all my snakes, were multicolored. They were incredibly colorful, and they would blend into things. And they couldn't bite me, and they would wrap around my arm and pull as hard as they could, but they couldn't hurt me. Like, they wouldn't hurt or break. They just did, like, they were able to tug on, like, try to constrict me, but not actually able to do anything. And I found them in my bed. I found them. They were covering the doors. Some of them were like giant fucking anaconda ones. Some of them were small. They were all kinds of snakes, but nothing could hurt me. And they didn't try to bite me.
So were you just annoyed? What?
I was a little fucking freaked out, and so was my family.
I would have been very freaked out.
And the thing was, I was always surprised by them. Anytime a snake would turn up, I would be completely surprised.
Apparently, color for snakes is its own subcategory, believe it or not.
Nice.
The white snake is indifferent to your problems and merely watches.
White snake don't give a fuck.
didn't
white snake's too busy playing music.
The black cobra is aggressor and bites you every chance it gets.
Mine was just like a green snake.
No black snake.
I don't think I have green snakes. I only have white and black.
I had red snakes, yellow snakes, and blue snakes.
LP's got green.
All right, what's up, LP?
When a green snake shows up in a dream, it typically symbolizes the resurgence of the dreamer's connection with oneself. Meanings associated with green, especially when featured in a snake dream, are about nature, the earth, going back to what is true to you.
Hmm.
In addition, the symbolism of the color green points to emotions and feelings, including hope and heartfelt connections. The dream interpretation should take into account any personal associations you may make with this color. So, in essence, whatever, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
The most vague thing ever. Maybe it's to do with clunch.
Maybe it has to do with clunch? The green puppet that I used in the Die Hard Home Alone show?
Isn't it a black puppet?
Oh, is it?
I thought it's like a forest green.
See color.
Well, see, in my dream, Chris Thiele was white. as he always is. Yeah. And he was really good. I mean, he's a great mandolin player, duh. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know what that said. And I really didn't recognize the other Punch Brothers members, which made me feel very guilty. But I wanted to take pictures of them for Brian, my brother. He loves the Punch Brothers, you know. But I was still trying to play along with his movie. And I just couldn't keep that violin out of my mouth.
That's typical.
What is eating instruments
mean? Wait.
Well,
wait,
it means I'm trying to get back to my roots. I was a musician to begin with. I've strayed away through improv and performance that I don't know what I'm doing in a band anymore.
That's like you're trying to feed the music to yourself in hopes that...
I thought he was just blowing the violin.
And Chris Thiele represents my brother's sexual attraction. And maybe I'm trying to harness that too often in my daily life.
Go on.
As far as I can tell, the standard dream dictionaries don't seem to have an interpretation for eating instruments.
I was looking right now. I have an instrument.
Playing a violin like a brass instrument.
What did it say?
I think it is very actor's nightmare.
You have such an impeccable recollection of all your dreams, Keith.
I know.
I've never met anyone who every morning you remember your dreams and they're always fucking crazy. You always remember what specifically happened.
They're not, because there's so much nonsense. Then when I wake up, I am so worried. like, what was I just thinking? Why was that what it was? And it was raining. It was raining when we got there. So we had to pile into two cars to go watch this event. And I realized when I got there, I was supposed to play.
Ironically, it says that violin symbolizes peace and harmony in your waking life. But it sounds like it's nothing but drama and terribleness.
It was very alarming for me. I also thought it was a mandolin, but I'm looking at the dream image right now. It was a violin.
Castelvi, are you getting these dream interpretations from the same site that I am?
Are you on dreammoods.com?
Dream Moods.
Dreammoods.com.
I think this was
the same website I used last time.
Yes, because I remember you plugging the shit out of dreammoods.
I haven't done much with their site.
I am using the dream site snakedreams.com.
snakedreams.org. There's no fucking way to snakedreams.com.
.org. It's a non-profit.
Snakedreams.org.
Or it's someone that bought .org.
Shit me running, man. Snakedreams.org.
The definitive guide to snake dreams.
I was on this for Carl Jung.
They're all total bullshit.
Someone created this.
I never have my dream dictionary when we talk about dreams.
Because you never ever have your dream dictionary.
You keep it in your purse. I used to be really into dreams in eighth grade times? I don't know.
Me too.
Your earnesty in that response is wonderful.
I got really into it, and I would write my dreams down the morning after, and it'd be like two full pages, and the more you write it, then the more you remember it, and I just remember them. Yep.
Now, ladies, I would like to hear about some of your dreams, and I would like for you two ladies just to have about a minute to talk about, you know, what weird dreams you've had lately, and maybe try to analyze them, so... If we can get a minute on the clock.
My actor's nightmares.
Hey, your time is not begun, ladies.
Wait, I got it. All right. I got it.
60 seconds on the clock. Cloud and Lauren talk by themselves. What did we call this segment again?
Ladies be talking?
Ladies be talking.
Sure.
Start the time over.
Go.
So you had an actor's nightmare dream also?
It always involves, it's usually when I'm directing or stage managing, some type of purple dinosaur, like no joke.
Not Barney?
But like kind of like Barney, but not exactly Barney, but like
purple. Is he more pleasant or less pleasant?
He's pleasant, but it's always like, what is this guy dressed up in a dinosaur doing on stage? This is not supposed to be. Yeah. It's like, it's always like something's going wrong on stage and it's because of the purple dinosaur.
So he's just out to ruin everything? He's a villain. He's a villain?
Kind of, but it's like one of my actors and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you in a dinosaur costume? And it's always like super, I'm always like, what is going on? Anyway, so that's my actor.
You should just kick him out. You have that power, the stage manager, get out!
It's too late. There's an audience. Everything's going.
So if you yell at him, the audience would be like, "This show is shit. I'm leaving."
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What about you?
My actor's nightmare. I had an actor's nightmare dream once where I got handed like a giant It was like a 3x Bible. It was just huge. Like, these are all your lines. You go on in 10 minutes.
What?
And I was like scrambling. And it was this like crazy circle room. And yeah, I freaked out.
Holy crap.
I hate having dreams about work. Because
your
60 boring.
Seconds has been up for a while.
It's pretty good, though.
Man, that was ladies be talking.
Lauren, I imagine it's like the importance of being earnest and just yes. like... Like,
oh my god,
I was in that
like Algernon is just in a dinosaur costume.
I never knew this. I never knew this about you, Lauren. But now that I know about the purple dinosaur on your wedding day, I'm gonna get a fucking purple dinosaur outfit. And just when you think you're having a fun time dancing, that dinosaur is going to show up and ruin everything.
It'd probably be really simple to get, actually.
Yeah, I'm just going to get a purple dinosaur outfit, not Barney.
No.
You said he's one of the actors? Like, he's part
I'll
of the
look
show?
It up.
Like, yeah, it's either, like, you're just ruining the show. Completely
just ruining the show.
I'm probably just going to show up in a purple dinosaur outfit and just grab some food.
Wait, was he, like, Jar Jar Binks style? Like I'm bumbling and ruin... Or was he, like... Like maliciously trying
like
to
baseball
like
baseball bag, just like hitting all the lights
like
on.
Destructive.
Like, he thinks that this is his job to go on and be the dinosaur in the play. And
so
I'm
he
in
like
my head
he knows his lines and everything.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
like what's going on with my play?
So he's
what just
making
happened?
A mistake.
As in like right. he went to the costume rack and someone had switched his 3-piece British suit just for a giant purple dinosaur costume and he was like, well,
I guess I'll put this on.
It's got my name.
I mean, I don't know what to do. I gotta change, okay?
It's not Barney.
All right, I hope Lauren's not upset.
Oh my god,
that's what you want.
That Cecily scene is almost over. I have to be on stage.
He's ruining everything.
30 seconds to curtain, Mr. Johnson.
Now, all I want to see is Importance of Being Earnest, where one character is a purple dinosaur. Just
okay,
one.
Lauren, let me posit something to you. So say Brian Wohl, your great friend, really shows up to your wedding wearing a purple dinosaur costume.
Keep in mind, I have found several purple dinosaur suits already online. That are for adults.
This is your good friend Brian that you have known for a long time.
Oh my god.
Do you kick him out of your wedding?
No, I don't kick him
really?
Out of my wedding.
Throughout the whole wedding.
Where he's playing
wait,
a trombone.
Are you talking about the ceremony or are you talking about the reception?
Everything. Until he gets drunk and feels like going home.
Lord.
If it's a reception and there's Brian in a dinosaur costume, I'm fine with
no,
that.
No.
Lauren, what if Brian's in a dinosaur costume and he's dancing and all of a sudden he reaches into his dinosaur mouth and he starts pulling snakes out? And just snakes, just throwing snakes.
No,
not poisonous, just throwing snakes. Do you kick him out?
I mean, throwing snakes like it's out of some goddamn nightmare.
He's trying to ruin everything.
Like dozens and dozens of snakes
no,
landing on the table.
No,
more snakes than you would think could fit in the costume.
People just screaming.
So that's
chaos.
No, still no?
You're a good friend.
But
okay,
Lauren, you said the ceremony was different.
Well, I mean...
So Brian shows up to your actual wedding ceremony wearing a purple dinosaur costume. You're not going to let him attend the wedding?
Like the
is he sitting? Like is he
No, he's playing the trombone or vomiting snakes.
I like to think he's just Okay, Lauren, he's sitting. He's sitting, but he's in like the second row. So all of your wedding photographer's photos are just going to have like part of a purple dinosaur in like the bottom of the frame.
A little blurry kind of in the back.
You'll see like your mom there and then like right behind her. It's me in the purple dinosaur outfit.
Don't forget about all the snakes that'll be in the pictures.
I got
just crawling over the flower girls.
I'll be
every color of the rainbow.
I'll be crawling out of happiness at your wedding, but just snakes will still be...
Like everyone else throws rice and he just pitches five snakes.
Is that no or yes on that, Lauren?
I'd probably move him to the back.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd say you're in the right to do so, Lauren. I think you're 100%
right. Lauren, different
dinosaurs
deal.
In the pan.
I got a different deal. All right, this time he's not in the ceremony, but he does get wasted at the reception and feels up like a third of your family.
I feel up a solid third of the family.
Female only.
Only female?
Yeah, only female. Let's give her somewhere to go. Do you kick him out of the reception?
I don't know.
He's in a purple dinosaur costume.
And he's super, super belligerent.
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to remember me kicking him out?
Maybe not. He's really drunk.
I don't know. I feel like this is a night he's going to remember.
Oh,
I'll remember.
Also, he's demanding to make a toast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If he just like if all the proper people stand up, make their toast, and then you're like ready to begin dinner, and then he stands up, and I have something to say too. Yeah. Everybody look at me! Everybody look at me!
He's like stealing up your cousin.
Everybody look at me!
I don't have any girl cousins.
I just want to say, Mr. and Mrs. Ivy, you throw a hell of a party. You throw a hell of a party.
See, I'm actually all for the purple dinosaur saying snakes.
The snakes are the only caveat in this.
Yeah,
no deal, snakes.
So you wouldn't even kick him out. You'd be like, oh, that Brian.
Move him to the back. He's going to ruin my wedding.
He's like a disaster in my mind. It's a hilarious disaster because it's not my wedding.
But then you'd be the wedding that everybody remembered because...
No, they'll remember when...
Okay.
Guys,
Lauren's
getting married. Done. Awesome.
They're
not
going to
remember you getting married. They're going to remember Brian feeling up on your...
No, I mean,
they're
going to
remember the snakes.
In Lauren's defense, if you were to kick Brian out, you'd have to walk all the way out of Hogwarts, all the way out of Harry Potter world, get back on a plane, fly all the way back to Chicago.
That kind of like stunt would literally make the news.
Dude, you want to get YouTube famous? Show up to a wedding with a dinosaur costume filled with snakes.
Or just bring
you'll be internet famous.
You better get arrested.
Yeah, you'll get arrested.
I feel like we can find a cuter animal to vomit snakes.
You know what, Lauren wouldn't press charges. Would you press charges, Lauren?
Well, then there you go.
Okay, but like...
She doesn't think it's that big a deal.
Three of your immediate family members got bitten.
Wait.
And like nine got felt up.
You guys told me these were dangerous snakes. If they're dangerous...
They're still snakes. Like, it's still
they're
a snake bite.
They're not poisonous.
Like,
not
poisonous. The bride and groom's grandparents are not going to be pleased that they got bitten by a snake.
Well, yeah, no,
poisonous
snakes
or not.
Are biting. Yeah. If he can't control the snakes, then he's got to go.
Brian, control your snakes!
Keep these out of
You're out of my wedding.
What are you thinking?
I swear to God, I'll move you to the back.
Give me a badge and gun. You're going home.
What would make you guys kick one of your friends out of the wedding?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you
I
what.
I imagine
he shows up in a fucking dinosaur costume.
Looking at
snakes
me cross-eyed.
I imagine this is a situation where only you have the power to throw them out.
Yeah, like maybe my...
You can't send your brother or a groomsman to do it. You
it's like my
one.
Parents are both saying, and my wife is saying, like, honey, we got to get rid of him. But it's still your call.
Yes. So, yeah.
Like,
oh,
I'm not going to marry you if he's here, but, like, it's all up to you.
Exactly. So you have to make the decision. I mean, there's probably a lot of things that I would do, of
just
course.
Just put him in a secluded area.
Yeah, put him in, like,
keep
the
him.
No, you just tell him to go home.
Yeah.
Don't be here anymore, man.
Dude, are you okay?
How many snakes are in there?
Shut up. Just feel it up because I just wanted to come here on your very special day.
I don't have any girl cousins.
I don't believe in demon spirits, but are you like possessed by a demon spirit? Because there's like 400 snakes.
I don't know, I just started poor and I lost count after 315.
Oh my, poor. Oh, that's kind of like Ron when he couldn't stop vomiting.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
What?
When that happened. No, I followed you, Lauren. I followed your gratuitous Harry Potter reference.
Unbelievable that you slipped that in there.
Oh, yeah.
Seamlessly.
Bring him back.
Bring him back. Lauren Bring is doing back. Some sort of fishing dance.
She was casting a spell with the wand.
Oh, I see. I missed it.
We're bringing him back. Spell.
It was, yeah.
For good.
I see how them, I believe that's...
Yeah. I'm trying to find...
How would you be able to walk or move at all with, like, that many snakes?
You could oh, sure you could.
Or there's demon magic involved.
Just step on them. There's, it's basically like the ground.
It's just snakes.
Girls be wearing heels. This
girls be wearing.
Maybe you should see this as an opportunity to learn how to kill snakes in cool ways. It's a cool trick. A cool party trick. You got all these snakes to practice with.
Besides, they're real slithery. If you step on them, I'm sure they'll just not.
Or if you like whip a snake with a snake, so you hit their heads together like it's the end of a whip, and you kill them both. Oh, that's killing two snakes with one snake.
So Keith shows up to my party wearing like a purple dinosaur suit and just starts killing snakes in front of everyone.
No, he gets kicked out of my wedding for that, for sure.
If he starts killing a bunch of snakes, I wouldn't kick him out of your wedding. Next thing you know, he's going to take his flute and then steal all your children.
Yeah.
Because I believe that's what historically happens.
Then I'll have
this trombone.
You can also use the time to work on your parcel time.
God damn it.
You can do that.
You can tell people it was a danger-themed wedding.
Ooh, yeah.
Make a claim, be like,
you're gonna cover, make a cover up for me? What a friend.
Danger wedding.
No, it was my idea.
Happy danger wedding, everyone.
Wasn't this right? Fun?
Well, let's get back to dancing.
Oh my god.
Dude, I'm totally having a danger wedding.
I hope there's a photograph of that wedding where it's just like me as the purple dinosaur roaring like the end of Lost World. It's actually Jurassic Park where the banner comes down. It says, like, welcome to Jurassic Park. And then there's the two raptors jumping on him. So I imagine I would be roaring with snakes coming on all around me.
It's not a costume no longer. You've, like, become dinosaur-like. You're roaring.
It's the only thing you take.
I don't know. Sometimes it's fun to roar, you know?
Oh, by the way, there's nothing in Google for danger wedding. So, like, we could totally.
Really?
That sounds like a great TLC show.
Yeah, just
danger weddings.
Wedding. I mean, maybe there's nothing on page one of Google. I don't know what the fuck's beyond page two.
Jerry and I
YouTube
were.
The YouTube video, the stuntman that was on fire.
I saw that.
We got to do a great. Here's the next idea. We take a television prank show, and the entire theme of the show is ruining people's weddings.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Jeremy Foster.
I would love that.
And Madeline Hyersberg were about set to become married and in love.
Is this
the
voice
decided
of that guy?
To throw a wrench in the works.
I imagine it's that one guy who does like funny little videos.
Yeah.
Bring a bucket of tar and throw it on the
front. Oh my god! That totally escalated.
Little
from pranking
know.
To just like a bucket of molten tar?
Attempted murder?
Jeff was supposed to be here for the best man speech,
okay,
but he didn't know the penitent man kneels before God.
Oh my god.
Danger wedding.
Danger wedding.
But they'd have to still end up
happy at the end, so how would that work? It wouldn't. It never would.
Well, they get told they're on a prank show. And that
and
all those snakes won't cost him anything.
Surprise, bro! You're on danger wedding.
Keep the snakes.
That's gotta be really weird to be on one of those shows where like you just piss you off. Okay. Yeah, and then it's just all a joke, and everyone's happy.
Here's $100.
MTV
sorry about
used to
that,
have
dude.
A show that was
oh my god!
That. It was like.
I know what you're talking about. It's like
yeah.
boiling.
Yeah.
Boiling.
Yes,
point.
That's exactly what it was.
Find out what you're boiling.
Like they would literally just seek out to piss somebody off, and like they won if they were
if you could
able
take
to,
their shit
like
for
minute
6 minutes straight and not blow up at them.
Yeah,
you won the prize.
Yeah, it's. God, I used to love that show.
Yeah,
me too.
I was saying Lady Gaga was on an episode before she was famous.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you can find it online.
I've seen
it. I think she loses, like, real quick.
She just gets pissed off.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Gets pissed and leaves.
I want to see, Danger Wedding could totally happen if, like, you sneakily did it. So you basically... You had to like you'd have to work through like a secret wedding planner that we could never show because no one would ever go to that person. But every time they'd be like, "Oh, hey, there's this new videography company that's offering free wedding videos or just something like that that would save them like $3,000 off their wedding price." But little do they know that it's the film crew from Danger Wedding.
There we go.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Lure people into danger wedding.
It's so doable.
What was the crazy wedding that you and Makula? I think it was for Makula's wedding. Although he's not here, but like where like someone would like.
Oh, it was
lion.
Yeah, I think we talked about this. It was just gonna be. It's just gonna be like it would turn into an action sequence that would end with the groom like shooting a bunch of people trying to kill him and the bride, and then like. kissing her, like, real romantically, and then while they were kissing, he'd also just, like, put the gun behind him and shoot the guy who was, like, starting to crawl back to his feet.
See, I would throw somebody out for that.
But it had... Well, it would... You would know, because the bride and groom are, like, the stars of that show.
I love yeah. that they wouldn't tell you, and you just think someone's trying to kill your husband.
I was going like, to say, you know, like, everybody's grandparents are going to hate that wedding.
The problem is you need to find a church whose roof you can blow off to make this work the way we intended.
That's the first problem you have.
Because what it's supposed to be is, like, does anyone have any objections to this marriage? And then... Bang! And the roof blows off, and someone like ninja ropes in from a helicopter.
When you say the roof blows off, how much roof are we talking here?
Like
just enough for a man to slide through.
I would say like a 15-foot diameter hole.
You're gonna have to write up forms and submit them to the city to get this to happen. I think people are gonna have to vote on your danger wedding.
As long as they don't tell my wife.
You're gonna destroy a church in a city.
Well, no, I mean, okay, yeah, but like
he's Jewish,
but it's gotta be a big enough hole that everyone can see the helicopter and the dude roping.
Wait, there's a helicopter?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's just roping in from a helicopter.
It's a goddamn Nick Mikula fucking wedding. You're describing.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
Between Nick and Mark. Yeah.
Between
one of us will assault the other, and the goal is that we would both at both of our weddings there would be like really intense battle scenes where we killed each other.
Well, love surprised. It. Then like every other one of our or our immediate friends' weddings, we'd be like, I wonder if this one's going to be a danger wedding too.
I went to Mark's wedding. He was murdered. By his best friend. I can never unsee that. But I can rewatch it on Thursday on TLC.
See, the danger of all of this would be if the danger weddings got so commonplace, you couldn't really fuck them up anymore.
Yeah,
people would be like, completely unfazed.
Danger wedding is no longer a surprise. Danger wedding is just becomes the norm.
People come to weddings with their nice dress and a crowbar.
And then like,
it's like my wife died and there's poisonous snakes. It's like, dude, you went to a wedding. What'd you expect?
Oh my god.
But yeah, because then people would be pressured to do it. Like if you're that wedding that doesn't have a danger wedding, people are gonna walk out of that being like, you fucking believe this? No goddamn danger wedding.
It's just like,
when's the last time you've been to a wedding and it wasn't a fucking danger wedding?
Is this a religious occasion then? Is this a Catholic wedding?
And perhaps it becomes a Catholic tradition. I mean, we're talking over long periods of time, like maybe over 3 or 4 years this becomes Catholic doctrine.
Yeah, they just pick up new rituals quickly.
Nice.
You know, I like that danger wedding thing.
the danger wedding YouTube video
you
I saw.
Write
that. It's like instead of getting the photo booth at your wedding, you get a danger wedding instead.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the dancing down the aisle picked up pretty quickly.
Yeah, we're just adding guns.
And blood packs. Yeah. And
but there's got to be videos. We can't be the first people to think of doing something
just,
like a danger wedding.
I think we are.
This goes back to my point from...
Patent pending.
A couple weeks ago, I mentioned that weddings are the perfect occasion to ruin because you usually only get one and they're supposed to be so sacred. So if you're going to ruin anything, dude, it's a wedding.
I know.
They're always like such nice occasions and everyone always talks about, oh, I want this day to be perfect.
It's because the stakes are so high, no one's willing to fuck it up. Except the crew of Danger Wedding.
Except Danger Wedding.
Who all would have to have secret identities and be censored. So that no one would hate them and come after them.
Ooh, you know what?
I found some crazy dangerous weddings.
Yeah, I found a wedding not from the 1950s.
Shark
they
wedding.
Got married on a tightrope.
That's awesome.
Oh,
there's like skydiving people. There's people with live scorpions on them.
What?
That's
where I'm that's I'm a danger that. Wedding.
Yeah.
Wait, they had scorpions on them during their wedding?
Gown studded with live scorpions while her husband, Buntwahi Singwang, played with centipedes in his mouth. With his mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And the best man was wearing a purple dinosaur outfit, curling snakes left and right.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I found a paintball wedding.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I just can't imagine.
No, it wouldn't be fun. Getting married and you're getting shot by paintballs?
Yeah,
no.
These guys would have a paintball
wedding.
Yeah,
I mean, our wedding concept's only blanks.
I feel like if there is a wedding day for me, I would not want to be shot.
It'd be the after party.
Oh, yeah, the groom doesn't
get this one's happening during the ceremony. She's in a wedding dress.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, no, her dress would be all painted.
Well, it's a paintball wedding dress. She's got a huge mask and shit.
Oh, no, I take that back. I don't want a paintball wedding.
Maybe they're passionate about...
They seem, though, this couple are paintballers.
Yeah. If I know paintballers.
They're the kind of people that would do a paintball wedding if you catch my drift.
I've actually never played paintball.
Yeah.
It's on my list of
players.
I've played it.
It's fun.
I played playing in the woods of Tennessee paintball. Not on, like, courses. We just had guns and shotguns.
I played on some sweet courses in Illinois.
Yeah, it's fun.
The natural terrain was pretty good.
Do you guys have like protective equipment in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that. We just hide behind big old rocks. Like there's just boulders on a hill.
It's like you're practicing for an actual firefight in that woods.
It's awesome. It's great. And it was a ravine. Like there clearly used to be a riverbed, and it emptied out. And there were trees that were on their side and growing weird.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was great.
Keith, have you ever played paintball at a golf course?
You know what? I have once.
Really?
But I was shitty at it. I was not very good at shooting the golf ball further.
Oh boy, did you get any tips?
Well, no. There were. You know what? There wasn't a cloud in the sky that day.
Oh boy. Well, I guess you missed out on clouds golf tips.
Make sure you're wearing your Time Stoppers watch when you head out to the golf course. Then, after you swing and your ball's in the air, press the little start-stop button. Watch what happens. Then at that point, take a snake from your pocket and throw it at your opponent's face.
This has been Clouds Golf Tips.
Oh my goodness.
I love any tip that includes the phrase, then watch what happens.
I found a whole bunch of videos. I put in wedding gun shooting into YouTube, and there's a lot of guns being fired at these weddings.
Maybe if people met in like the CIA or
no, these are just cops. These are Middle Eastern people.
We gotta look up like wedding pranks though, because I feel like that's more the vein of danger weddings.
This guy's got an AK-47
and leap year, which was, well, no, it wasn't. We started talking about extras.
Yeah. We didn't really answer his question about CEO bonuses, but I think CEO will be okay.
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just use your golden parachute, you dick. CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, you CEO.
Dick.
You know, guys, we're just about out of time with the podcast. I gotta say, I'm feeling a little weird right now, only because McCool is not here to do his seven words.
Oh, God.
I just don't know. Is there a solution? Should we do the seven words?
Sometimes we all just say one word, don't we? Isn't that what we've done?
But there are, what, nine of us here?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here, I'll tell you what we'll do.
I'll even
hang
step
on.
Out of you.
Hang on. No. Here's what we're going to do. We're all going to close our eyes. We'll do Nick McCool's seven words of wisdom, and we'll just do it improv style. Right. We'll see what happens.
All right.
This will be an exercise. And now, it's time for Nick McCool's
seven words of wisdom.
Goo!
Is
the
stickiest.
When?
Capone.
This has been Nick McCool's seven words of wisdom.
It's pretty close.
Pretty close. I'd say Mark capped it off very McCool-esque.
That could hold up against
Goo
something.
Is the stickiest when
Capone.
Yeah. Oh no!
Wow.
Close your eyes quick, everyone.
Alright, somebody just say a word. Ready?
Hoopta.
There we go. Well, seven words of wisdom.
We did it. We did
Hoopta
it.
Hoopta was good.
Alright, everybody, we are woefully out of time, but thanks for tuning in. And again, thank you so much for all of everybody's support through the past 35 weeks of our wonderful comedy sports run.
Great time it's been.
Don't worry, because our time at Comedy Sports is certainly not over. In fact, June 10th, we are starting our next run. So keep on keeping on, Octavarius.
Yes, don't we have a show coming up soon?
Oh, wow, you know what we do? March is at the 8th or 9th, I keep forgetting.
Ninth.
The 9th. Friday, March 9th.
9th!
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 Octavarius will be doing an updated, upgraded version of Star Wars, A New Note, now referred to as Stars! Wars! A musical. And that's going to be at the Mercury Theater at 8 o'clock.
In 3D.
In what? All three dimensions. and it's going to be huge. It's a 300-seat theater, which is crazy. And I'd love to see that packed, because, God, that'd be nuts. It would be nuts to do a show like that. I'm so excited. You guys excited?
Yeah. I'm fucking psyched. Quantum Soul Theory is back.
Yes, we're gonna have a live band. Our same
so
live band.
They're so goddamn good.
They are. They Quantum Soul Theory is our band, our friend band that did Octopalooza for us, and they did a wonderful job. And I'm super excited to work with them again.
That sounds like a cannot miss show.
It really is, God. You know, it really is. And that's what we got going on. Until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Go run for your lives. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.